All right, but so we begin the side of this. And sometimes we spend time on the Taras Mishpacha, but this year we will be spending some time on Hilchos Shabbos. As Shaivim, the Shin is, of course, Shemais, the Shin is also Shabbos. In the first week of the Shaivim, we begin with some important Hilchos of Shabbos. We'll talk about one specific question dealing with Shabbos, which came up over the summer, and as we head into the, we are in the middle of the winter, and there's so many, every day, get more, I speak to the doctors, and the PAs, and the nurses, and there are many illnesses that are going around, the flu, COVID, some other viruses that are out there. And we're going to talk about Shabbos and medicine today, but not just about the halachas of taking medicine on Shabbos. A really specific question that someone asked me in the summer, and it deserves a shir. There'll be a number of halachas that we are going to be necessary for us to get to our final shayla. But the question, as I will throw it out to the oil, sometimes it's a question, okay, yes, no. But the question is not a simple answer. The question we are going to deal with is so someone's allowed to take medicine on Shabbos. They're taking Tylenol, they're taking Advil, they're taking Motrin. In the summer, it was more of a question of even where there was a throat culture that was taken. It's another Shaila, which we're not going to talk about today, about taking a throat culture on Shabbos. But the question dealt with, they were taking medicine because they were taking antibiotics. Now, antibiotics is, we're going to see, medicine is muksa. It's not a food. It's not a keli. There's no use to the medicine except for the person that needs the medicine. And in hilchos muksa, it has to either be a keli, a utensil. It has to be a food. It has to be a baguette. But if it's something that's not a food, it's not allowed to be moved. And the question they asked me was, is that, the individual was taking antibiotics and they took it out of the refrigerator, and now that they gave it to the patient, could they put the medicine back in the refrigerator? It's muksa. That was the question. So to all of you, you wouldn't even think about the shayla, you just put it back in the refrigerator. But it is a really not such a pashut question, because the medicine is muksa. It is muksa. You used it because you were allowed to, and now that you've finished using it, the medicine has no use anymore. If it has no use, it's like rocks, it's like stones, it's like pieces of wood. All of those are muksa. And if they're muksa, so maybe you're not going to put it back in the refrigerator. Now, you're going to tell me that it's a loss of money. So we have to know, how much of a loss of money is it? Is it going to be that we can't get medicine for the patient tomorrow? So then
you know, later on Shabbos.
What? Mm-hmm. No, they're taking it in the morning. They took it in the morning. They took it in the afternoon. The case happened to be they took it in the afternoon. Now that it's the afternoon, they ask me, could they put it back in the refrigerator? Or they have to leave it on the table. You take out the Tylenol from your closet. You took it out. Someone is sick. So just the basic rules, which I'm not spending time on because we've done this many years ago. And the other way, soon knows the basic rules. Medicine is only allowed for those that are chay l'shem b'sakana, meaning they have fever, and they have not just 99, but they have accepted as a child. So they have 101, 102 fever. Over Shabbos, the number of people who had the flu, they're in bed. So then they're chay l'shem b'sakana. Once they're in bed, they can take the medicine. If someone just has a headache, they can't take medicine on Shabbos. If someone has a migraine, it depends how strong the migraine is. But if they would be in bed and they're fighting it, they're allowed to take the medicine. Someone who has, we spoke about in the past, allergies. Depends how bad the allergies are. If the allergies are terrible, that you would be in bed. You're just not in bed, so you can take medicine for that. If it's just a mechush, then you're not allowed to take the medicine. So we're talking about a case where you're now allowed to take the Motrin and the Advil. You have a terrible headache, someone has fever, and they're taking the Advil and the Motrin. They took it out, and now can you put it back? Because it's muksa now. In order, the halachas here, only because I want to delve into halacha, as I said, so much, you could just be surface, and then I can just tell you what the halacha is. But I would like to try, I know it's going to be a little, it's not posh at the halachas. One of the most difficult halachas is muksa, because you have to know what's muksa and what's not muksa, as you're going to shortly see. But let's try at least in the beginning of the shir to go through the depth of the halacha. Let's try to be ma'ayin in halacha. Right? First, understanding the halachas of muksa by a chayla. Says the machaber like this: Shin yud chesiv beis. Hashaych b'shabes l'chayla. Someone has an animal. They need to feed this animal to a sick person. So you have to shecht it on Shabbos. You're allowed to do malach of shechita. You can shecht on Shabbos for a chayla. Bein shechol ameas mos. Whether this person was sick yesterday. Bein shechol ayam. Whether he's sick today. So we're talking about, obviously, you're doing a malach of dairais over there. The person's very sick. We're not talking about medicine. Medicine's only the Rabbanon. So then a chayla shei by sakonik, you take medicine. Here, you're talking about shechita. You're talking about someone who's a sakonik. So you're shechting for someone who's in a sakana. Now you have the animal. Animal's dead. You shechted it. Can a healthy person eat from this food or not? He wants to eat raw meat, as the Mechaber says. Can he eat the raw meat? It was the animal's muksa. But it's glad to be shechted for someone who is a chayla sheyesh by sakana. Says the Mechaber, mutter habari lechem limani. The bari is glad to eat from it on Shabbos. Why? Isn't it muksa? This animal's muksa for him. It's only permitted for the chayla. Fine, let's go further. That's one question that we're going to have to discuss. Aval mavashu l'chayla. Let's say someone had to cook food for the chayla. Then it's asi labari, a healthy person's not allowed to eat that food. Not because of moksa. Ayla chayla shemigar, or someone who's not really sick. Dechay shin on a new problem. Shemiyarba v'shmiloy. We're afraid if you're cooking for the chayla, you're going to add for the healthy person. So let's say you have to cook up water. Chayla needs hot water. He's a chayla sheish by sakana, and he needs hot water. So now you have water. Can you now give the extra water to a healthy person and say, oh, here's water. I cooked it up anyway for the chayla, which I'm allowed to. I'm not allowed to give the water to the chayla, to anybody sakana, or to the person who's healthy. Says the Ramah, even if it's a guy that cooked it, also it's still also. It doesn't make a difference. He still might add for you. Next Ramah, which is another shear on its own. The imkatas peres menachubah. Someone needed fruit for someone who's sick, so he took the fruit off the tree. Person was sick from Erev Shab. You knew he was sick. Also, the barbershop saying the healthy person cannot. So you know we have someone who's sick from Friday. Come Shabbos, we need a fruit for him. We take the fruit off the tree. Can a bari use that fruit? Can he eat it? It was taken for the chayla. The fruit was taken for the chayla. So I was allowed to take it for the chayla. Now I have extra fruit. So I took a cluster of grapes, took it off the tree. There's grapes. I need to give the chayla some grapes. I have extra grapes. No, I'm not allowed to give it to the bari. Why? Because it grew on Shabbos. And they should go to the vial for Shabbos. And now it's muksa. Oh, here all of a sudden we have a new din of muksa. So the animal, let's see over here. We have an animal. And the animal that you shechted on Shabbos, now that you shechted the animal, you can give the animal to the healthy person. What about muksa? What happened to muksa? Let's review just briefly the halachas of muksa. Muksa, it seems, means that you have to set something aside for Shabbos. If you don't set it aside, I'm not allowed to use it. That's what muksa means. There's different types of muksa. You have a muksa, which is malachli. You have a hammer. A hammer is a keli, but you normally use it to build a house. Now I want to use the hammer to crack open nuts. I'm allowed to do that. That's what Sarah Kufa. I'm using the hammer for something which I'm allowed to do. The hammer is in the way, and move the hammer out of the way. A pen. What's a pen? Lisha malach deliser. I have a pen. It's in my way. Most say this. If I have a pen, and I want to use the pen as a bookmark on Shabbos, I'm allowed to do that. Why? Because I'm using the pen. It's a kufay. I need the pen to be a bookmark. So I put it in my gemara to be a bookmark. If the pen is in my way on my table, and it's in my way, it's a kufay. I can move the pen out of the way. It's a very expensive pen or something, maybe it's a sarin kiss, but that's keli shemalach delisser. Then we have items that are muksa machmas gufay, the rocks, the stones, in our case of the medicine. Here we have an animal that's alive. What use is an animal that's alive? Now on Shabbos, I shechted it one shot. We have to also remember there's a halacha of migu diskatzai. If something was muksa ben ashmashis, it remains muksa the whole Shabbos. But at the beginning of Shabbos, I was not allowed to use this. Then I cannot use it later on Shabbos either, because once Shabbos enters its muksa, it remains muksa. You can't take something out of being muksa. So what's going on here with
raw? Why isn't medicine not muksa?
No, no, it's not. It's gufay. There's no use to it. There's no use except for the chayla. That's it. So there's a chayla we're going to see is not enough unless we knew he was a chayla in the bayjain. But if he's not a chayla in the bayjain, there's no use in this house. When does it now get a use? It gets a use when someone's sick on Shabbos. Oh, now that someone took the challenge. Well, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the case that is true, but that medicine now, after I use it, there's no use anymore. I can't use it. There's nothing, there's no use for this anymore. It's not a food, it's a medicine, and now there's no use. So right now, after I use it, we gotta figure out what we can do with this. So let's try again. This is delving into the halacha. We are trying to understand why, if you sheft an animal, you can give the animal to a healthy person and it's not muksa. If you have a tree and you plucked off fruits, so we have remaining fruits, and there it is muksa. What's going on? What's muksa? What's not muksa? No, he doesn't say that. He doesn't say that. So say you could save the meat for after Shabbos. He's not, it doesn't seem that we're losing all this money. And Chanami, we'll see. There are those that say, there's a Mishnah Berurah that says, by the knife of a milo. Well, that maybe it's a loss of money. We'll see. Says the Mishnah Berurah, he asks Akasha, but his teretz doesn't really satisfy. It's moksa. This katsaiba, Be'enash Moshes comes. Is this animal now permitted for me to use? No, you need shechita. I can't sheft on Shabbos. When Shabbos began, like he wasn't sick yet. She died to Allah that you could say, oh, I did have das. The Aruch HaShulchan says, what's going to help if you have das or not? The Anan Kaim Alon, we hold like Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon does not hold the mooks at all. Ella weir, except where I push it away. Keep going. Nereshed Likol Shabbos. I lit a candle on Shabbos. I was dachy b'dayim. I'm showing you that I'm using this as a candle for fire. Even when it goes out, it's muksa. Shaloi l'shtam and say, can I use it anymore on Shabbos? Keep it dilug boy. Aval gaba b'ema, when it comes to them, I didn't push it away. If I light a fire, so I'm showing that this is fire and I can't move fire on Shabbos. So now the whole Shabbos, that candle is going to be muksa if it goes out. But the animal, says the Mishnah Berurah, we don't. It's not muksa. What's the muksa? The only muksa is when Shabbos started, it was muksa machmas iser. I can't shech this animal now. So I have an animal which has no use. Just look at it like that. This animal, when Shabbos entered, had no use. Now someone got sick on Shabbos. I need to shech the animal, says the Mishnah Berurah. So really it should be muksa. No, it's not muksa. Why? Because I didn't push the animal away. I didn't do anything. It happens to me that when Shabbos started, this animal was not right. Comes the Aruch HaShulchan and Mamish says he doesn't understand this at all. What do you mean? This when Shabbos started, this animal I couldn't use. That's enough dachi b'yadayim. And that's the Gemara in Sefer Zbeah. The Gemara in Sefer Zbeah says that live animals are considered as that pushed it away. When don't we hold the muksa? Rav Shimon doesn't hold the muksa. Shimon doesn't hold the muksa when you don't think when you have something which it's minastam. I didn't have the mind to use it, but it could be used. Can't be used. So Rav Shimon says, we'll see later, that type of muksa will lenient on. But an animal that's alive, right now there's no use for this animal at all. Comes Aruch HaShulchan. Aruch HaShulchan says that it should be muksa. We need to read the bold printed Aruch HaShulchan, where he says the aside how this halacha makes any sense, because it really doesn't seem to make any sense. Says Aruch HaShulchan, I put it in the bold on the third one on the sheet. Abu muksa zu. This type of muksa, right now on Shabbos, is this animal muksa? Of course it's muksa. It was not right. Taira permitted the shechita. Why? Because it be koach nefesh. Oh, the kolsh gain shetira muksa. So the muksa goes off too. The iloi ben ashmash is chayla. If let's say someone ben ashmash is chayla, k'moishu after the way he is napsed. Hare gam al ben ashmash is. By Ben Ashmash is Haisa Muksa Mistalakes. The Muksa would go off. Ben Ashmash is no Muksa because he's a Chayla. The Gamash of now too, the Muksa goes off. Except, oh, we have a new sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds, yeah, not only is it enough, he holds you have to actually set it aside. Okay, when it comes to Rabbi Yehuda, we don't hold like Rabbi Yehuda. I'll come upon him. I didn't know about this. I didn't know about the Chayla. Then we don't hold like Rabbi Yehuda. So the Aruch HaShulchan is saying like this.
When does it ever possible that because it was books Arab Shabbos, books on Shabbos.
Always a case. It's not possible. It's going to be Mukta Machsan Kiss. It's going to be a case. We'll see. The cases are where it's Dachi V'Yadayim. I push it away. Mukta Machsan Kiss is, yeah, I'm pushing it away. I don't want to use this thing on Shabbos. It's
the point is, it has to be a time that it's possible to use it on Shabbos. Right? If it's.
Right, so once I'm allowed to use what? So the it should be muksa, but we see that halacha removes the muksa. So the Aruch HaShulchan can say not only does it remove the muksa from the chayla, it removes the muksa from the bari too. So the muksa goes off. It's not really.
So
it, really
when, it, whenever is there a case that if because it's muksa Arab Shabbos, it's muksa on Shabbos also. Unless it's a case that on Shabbos you found the head to use it.
Yes. You mean what? When we say meet in the Scots?
Yeah. If this is the case, then it removes it. Right?
Why
would you ever say that?
Only no. Here it's removed because of the chayla sheish besakam. Normally it's not. Normally migudis katzai means that if it was mukzah or Shabbos, but we'll see if something's on the tree. So it was even though it falls off the tree, but it was mukzah when Shabbos started. It's mukzah even though it's not on the tree anymore. So then it's going to be mukzah. But that would be again with dachi biyadayim. I push something away, even though now it's right. Manish this case. Happens to be here. We have an exception because the mukzah goes off because of the chayla. So the Aruch HaShulchan saying, once they removed it from the chayla, they removed the muksa altogether. There's no more muksa anymore for this. It's like a migu. Like migu, you're allowed to shecht it. So once you're allowed to shecht it, how can it be muksa? The chacham, don't forget, muksa is the Rabbanim. So the Rabbanim removed the muksa. So they're just saying there's no muksa over here at all. So here, only in this case, we will shortly see that it's not so posh. This whole migu diskatzai. So again, Migu diskatzai means that if Bein Hashmash is something was muksa, it's going to remain muksa the whole Shabbos. That would example be rocks and stones. At the beginning of Shabbos, it's muksa. Even if somehow now it was being, you needed to use it, you can't. It was muksa when Shabbos came. So let's say in the middle of Shabbos, I decide I need a rock to keep the door open. It's too late. It was muksa when Shabbos started. Once it was muksa when Shabbos started, it's muksa the whole Shabbos. Here we have an exception. Comes... The problem is what's going on, and the Aruch HaShulchan himself says he doesn't understand the end of the Ramah. So if you tell me muksa goes off, what's shot with the fruit? Why, if I take the fruit off the tree for the chayla, which I'm allowed to do, so why doesn't the muksa go off there? Why does the Ramah say over there, asil abari, the bari can use it, because it grew. Shagad l'vayl, what does it mean it grew on Shabbos? That Aruch HaShulchan, what do you mean it grew? So you have a fruit, we're telling me that the muksa goes off, that's what we just said. Muksa goes off because of the chayla. So if the muksa goes off, so why doesn't it go off for the bari also? Without, if the olam, this is, if you want to go through the sugya, the Aruch HaShulchan himself ends off saying that he doesn't understand the halacha. He said, just if you turn over the page, because I don't want to lose the olam over here with this. But it is the end. He says, if you look at the next page on the top, the ein tam by nachan. He doesn't understand the halacha. But tzarichin, you don't find the Aruch HaShulchan many times saying that at all. Here all of a sudden he says, I don't understand this whole halacha with the fruits. We're going to read together. Now I'm asking the Rebbe to go read with me because it's all, we're going to get to the halacha l'maisa right now about medicine. Everybody here needs to know it. We're in this winter now. And is medicine muksa or not muksa? I'm going to read this all together. The sefer we use is the Aruch HaShabbos. Everyone knows we use this always when it comes to Aruch HaShabbos. He's the Talmud of the Shmir Shabbos Kulchasai. He puts it down very simply. And then we'll get to my shayla. So let's read together. Over and I will now know what to do. So what's the halacha with medicines here? Lenin Tilkala Truthus. Yesh lahapin, then sugim shayim. There's different types. Trupa sheshimusim matzi. Let's say it's something which is common to use. Figuring trupa is lahay redas chan. You want to lower the fever. Tylenol, Motrin, Advil, uchiyay tzabay. Einay muksa. They're not muksa. Apilu mein chayil babayazet. There's no one sick in the house. Why? Fahatam. The reason is, mishum shemitsuyin beir anashim askupa lechufa sayelu. There are people that need it. It's always considered set aside for shimush. Even though you don't normally give it to strangers. But let's just learn simply. We know with these medicines we use daily. Right? Today people pop pills all the time. So a medicine which again is a Tylenol, a Motrin, is not muksa, even if there's no chayla in this house. It's mitzuyin. That would be the muks of Rabbi Yehuda. I didn't set it aside for Shabbos, but we don't all like Rabbi Yehuda. I said to you, we don't all like Rabbi Yehuda. So here's the case. It's something which has a use. We use it all the time. So it's not rocks and it's not stone. Oh, wrote about Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says you have to set it aside. We don't all like Rabbi Yehuda. I don't have to set it aside. Min Asam, it's right for this purpose. So it's good. Very good. Next. What about others? We have so many other medications we don't take all the time. Chupa sashay shemushan ene matzui. It's not, we don't take it all the time. Okay, now we have to see different scenarios. I'm up to the next olive. If you have a chayla. So you have, it's very common because you might have stocked up antibiotics. You might have the Z-pack in your house. Now that's I don't know, maybe people are popping the Z-Pack all the time too these days.
Yeah,
but let's just say that the Olam is not. There's other medications you have over there. So someone is the person is sick. And when Shabbos started, I knew that I needed it. Oh, ain't that true for me? I knew about it, even because I set it aside. Even Rabbi Yehuda, Misham Shehuk Nelashim, I set it aside to use on Shabbos. And then we'll see what the Chazon Ish about this. So again, so I have some. I'm giving antibiotics, like Shlomi said, they were sick before Shabbos. I know I get it with the antibiotics, so it's considered as if it's set aside. We're going to have to see, but after you use the antibiotics, it doesn't have a use anymore. If I know that I'm going to use it, fine, it's not muksa because I knew that I'm using it. But the minute I don't need it anymore, I'm running now into the problem of it does no use. So that's why we're going to see the aura. Next, imein babayis koilo. Let's say there's no one in this house that needs this medicine. Oh, imyesh babayis koilo shakola b'emtza Shabbos. Someone got sick in the middle of Shabbos. V'loi hoisa truth. Oh, so I didn't know about it when Shabbos entered. Oh, the truth is muksa. Because it's like stones and rock, there's no use to it. It's not even, so when Shabbos entered, migu dis katsoi, it was muksa when Shabbos started. And muksa when Shabbos started, that is going to be muksa, all Shabbos. So that type of medication, I'm stuck. What am I going to do? Now, obviously, this person needs the medicine. If he needs the medicine, that's the next one. Kufay and Gimel, you got to give him the medicine. In halacha, if it's only muksa, muksa is pushed off because of someone who's sick. So let's read the next thing. We call Makan. Even Chachayla Zakik Luchupa, the Chayla needs the medicine. Mutta Litalta, use a Shinu. I don't know how you do that. The Tota Mutta Mutta Litzarichal Hashem by Sakanaki Mavor, the Mishnah Bura. And he brings, you need a Shinu Tas. How are you going to do a Shinu with it? It's a good question.
Same thing like eye drops?
If you're allowed to take the eye drops, same thing, yeah. I'm saying it's the same thing. It's a, yeah. What would be the difference?
So with
Amika,
except over Shabbos, you need
a... Yeah, so it's the same, then it's going to be the same thing. So that would be the same thing. But if it's all it chance, the medicine, if there's nobody sick in the house, medicine's out, there's muksa, it's pasha, there's no use to it, it's like rocks and stones. Now someone's sick, so you have to be careful then, because in your medicine cabinet, you want to get to the Tylenol that you're allowed to get to. There could be other medicine in the front. What am I supposed to... That medicine is muksa. Now... He might be allowed to move that anyway because I'm allowed to move for the chayla. So pointing to that's really what I have to get to the medicines. I have to get to my talon, which I'm allowed to take. So if you're allowed to take the medicine, so why wouldn't you be allowed? And that's what he says. Mishabura says you're allowed to tilt a muksa mutal tzar chayla shem esakan. Oh, so I can move muksa anyway. So that wouldn't be such a it would only be a problem if I'm trying to get to something where it's not medicine, so I have to move the medicine out of the way to get to something behind, which is not a medicine, which I'm taking on Shabbos. Because if not, you can move it anyway. But let's go right here, because this seems to be that the actual, so Allah again, for the Chayla, all medicine can be given to him. Our concern over here is going to be moving the medicine after you use it, or some, you have medicine that you have on your wife sees medicine on, you have the Advil and the Motrin on the counter, and she doesn't want it on the counter. Oh, but it's not muksa. So I'm allowed to put it away, right? I can put it away. If not, if it's going to be the antibiotics that I left out, I can't put it away now because it's muksa. I can take the medicine and give it to the chayla, but I can't take the medicine and you might have it again. Your medicine chest. I'm trying to get to something else. It depends how you want to get to the deodorant, which is behind the medicine. I got to move the medicine to get to the deodorant. Have everything under the bathroom sink, you have all the things there, but I got to move this out of the way to get to that. It's muksa, I can't. So that would be where, if it's Motrin and Talon, I could, it's not muksa. So that's so far, everyone has the passion with that. Good. Yeah. Yeah, we'll see. Let me see. We're going to see from Ravazan. We'll see from others. Not so posh. We'll see. We're going to learn from Rav Nissen Karelitz. We'll see, he gives all the halachas. But we'll see. What kinds of persons always taking antibiotics? Right. In today's world, they take antibiotics. But the ikkar is going to be after you use the antibiotics. I don't know. Not sure. I don't know. We don't take antibiotics if no reason. After you use the antibiotics, who's taking antibiotics just time for antibiotics?
No. Nobody started something
like that. Don't feel. No, but you might do that one pill, but it's not doing that all the time. What happens if a child is someone who decides he has a sinus infection?
I have a problem with your voice.
So you, yeah, so for you, you know that you're gonna need it. So you know that you have das. You have das. Maybe that someone doesn't have das. But you know that this is something which comes up. So you know. First of all, the rod is too heavy. It's a con. It's a sakan. All right. So let's go right over. We who?
Once you're picking it up.
That's what we're gonna talk about. Very good, David. Let's go right there. The tshuva sanim sois. So the Archa Shabbos continues. You'll see Gemilas Fasadu. So if you have in a, what about medicine in a pharmacy, right? People want to go to it's a pharmacy. Trufa Sanim Tzayis, like the base Merkachas and a Moksa. Obviously, Avshen Chimushin Tadar Kokach, but Tom, because they're Mewet for the Tibur. So if someone has a pharmacy and they can open it up and they want to give it out, no problem. It's not Moksa. Uvit Tibur, because there, anyway, there's someone who's going to need this. Gamba Chubash and Shimushin and Tadir Kolka. Even if it's not Shimushin Tadir Kolka. So if that's so, so if you have these antibiotics, then the rub then is right. And obviously, the medicine now is not going to be muksa. Why is it not going to be muksa? Because once again, there are people that need it. The only thing is, if it's made, that would be if the medicine is, you have a jar of medicine and you can give it to anybody. But if it's made out to one person's name, so you're not giving it to other people. Oh, so now after it's used, after using it, once again, we're back to that question, there's no use. If it's a pharmacy, yes, then they're going to get, the medicine is for the tzibur and the chanami. The medicine is not muksa. I can put it back because it's not muksa. Someone else might need it. It's not muksa. But we're going to be focusing on where you already have a prescription for the medicine made out just for you. So let's go weiter a bit. He then brings down in the bottom kupai and beis what we spoke about. So we are going to therefore head to the next halach on the top here. So we're on the Mishnah Berurah, Simin Shin Yuches, Sim Ches Tiv Kov Gimel. This is also very nageya to all of us. It doesn't just focus on medicine. It focuses on if accidentally you put down muksa, what can I do with it? Can I just, do I have to just put it down? Can I move it somewhere else? So, for example, the pen on your table, it's in the way. Do I just have to take it off the table and put it in the closest place? Or I can go put it in the drawer. I don't want it on the counter.
Medicine.
I know. That's what we're going to see. Once you're holding it, maybe you have a right to do whatever you want with it. Just like a klisha v'adah. So we're going to learn. That's very good. Zok the Mishnah Berurah like this. Mishnah Berurah shin chesed kod yigimel. Says if you're holding something, the kibin shayya biyadla, you took something with tzarach kufay mekayim. I need to use it or the mekayim. More probable the mekayim. Rishai says the Mishnah Berurah, you're allowed to move it even more than where you just have to get it off the table. Pasav amagen Avraham comes the amagen Avraham says a chiddush gadol. Do I did? Let's say accidentally I took something in my hand. Right. So accidentally I picked up my phone on Shabbos. Shabbos morning I wake up, I pick up my phone. Do I have to just drop it out of my hands? Or I can put it down somewhere. Right, what do we do? Says the Mishnah Berurah like this. Mogen Avram says, if you accidentally took something, it's an option of maybe not a phone. Maybe that's only a pen. Accidentally, I picked up a pen. So what do I do with the pen now? So accidentally, I pick up a pen. It's a klisha malachtalis. So we said, what do I do with the pen? My phone is going to be moksa machsar and kiss. So maybe the halacha is going to be different. Those we'll see. Because that will be more like a knife of Mila. Says the Mishnah Berurah, this is how we pass in Vayim Bechroyim Shechriyu. The Hayat Heter, this Heter, is only Shaykh by a Klisha Malachti Le'isr. V'loi bin Mukta Machmas, it's Mamash Mukta, can go in Mois Rabbanim, then I'm not allowed to. So if he this, the medicine is Mukta Machmas Gufay, Mois, and Rabbanim is no use after I use it. So then I'm not allowed to move it, I would have to put it down right away. Ubebir Agra, argues on the Magen Avraham, and he goes, no, not when you forget, only if you permit it to take it. But if I accidentally picked up a pen, lefi the gra, you got to drop it out of your hands. You don't have a right to put it down. If I picked up the pen because I'm moving it off the table, oh, I was allowed to pick it up. Then I can put it in the drawer. But if I'm picking up the pen, I forgot, oh, it's Shabbos today, I got to drop the pen. The Magen Avraham, let's remember because we need him for later on, holds no. Even if I was shachach, I accidentally picked up muksa, if it's a klisha malach de leser, if I accidentally pick up a hammer, I accidentally pick up a scissor. Scissors also common because you can rather silver. That's what I have, pick up the scissor accidentally. So, lefi the Magen Avraham, I can put it back. Lefi the gra, I'm not allowed to.
Yeah, I know I'm comfortable with it.
No, so then you pick it up to like Mishabura says, you pick it to the side. It's not going to be where I want it to be. But it'll be, it'll be in a makam where I can kick it. Then I, like the Mishabura says, so then you move it to the side. Right. The halacha, so really I have to talk about a muktzah not sarin kiss. Let's talk about mitzvah the bris milah. So you have over here, someone is a mile, and Shabbos is a bris milah. The knife, you don't need the knife is muktzah not sarin kiss. You don't use the knife for anything. What do you do with the knife? After the bris meal, what does the mile do with it? It's
dangerous. Dangerous.
I know. So where's he allowed to put it? Can you go move it somewhere else, another room? So the mechabes look like this. You're allowed to take the knife after meal. You can put it in another chatzel. Apple gav. I don't need the knife anymore. It's mukhsa. But he says a chiddush gadol, meaning that it wasn't mukhsa main ashmashes. Why? Because I knew that I was going to need it. I need it for the Shabbos. Came early. It's not so. It's an interesting lashon of the Ramah. He's saying that it seems to me that you have the knife after Mila. I knew that I need this knife. It's a mile. Now it doesn't have any use anymore. Oh, it doesn't have any use anymore. I'm allowed to go ahead and put the knife somewhere else. Why? Because when Shabbos started, it was a muksa. The muksa is not. There's no muksa now either. Comes the Taz and says he doesn't understand. He brings down the. He says, yeah, this is Rabbeinu Yerucham and the Maror Kasav. After he was in Tzav of the Mari, right after the Milo, no, remove. You have to drop the knife. It's Muksa. The Gama Mayel, Lo Yachza Litala. If the Mayel accidentally put down the knife, it's Muksa. He can't pick it up anymore. Right. So we're going to see that something can become Muksa on Shabbos because at the beginning of Shabbos was also Muksa. That's what the Taz says. When Shabbos started, the knife has no use. The knife is going to have a use in the middle of Shabbos. So Shabbos starts, no use. Shabbos then comes use, and then we're back to no use.
Same thing with a brush.
No use. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah is going to say.
What about klisha? This should be different.
The knife is tsar and kiss. Very good. That's what I'm saying. It's tsar and kiss. So let's learn the Mishnah Berurah. He says it. Shin yod tziv kantes vav. Mishnah Berurah in the bold area. They argue on this. Why? I ain't muktzah. I banash the habanash mash is gam ken hayam muktzah mach tsar and kiss. The ain letal toy. But I know I need it tomorrow. Apo pishay b'lamachem lachem ilu. It goes back to the muksa of Ben Ashmashes. Says the Taz, he's quoting the Taz, you have to leave it in that room, Shumalba. You can put it in the room. I can't take it to another room. I can put it somewhere in this room. Why you can put it in this room? Shabru later on explains why.
I don't have another hat that's expensive. It's not a problem.
Yeah, so he's going to see. That's what Mishabru is going to say, because if not, the person's not going to want to do the Bris Mila. That's what he says later on. Magen Avraham Simin Shin Lamed Aleph Maskin Imay Gam Kein Bikur Adin Achdat Is Machmer that if you're holding it don't put it down, you're allowed to put it in a makam mishamer or this is Magen Avraham Shita Oishi Lichena Lebeisa, you can take the chol muksa shu biyadai, once it's biyadai you can take it wherever you want. That's the Magen Avraham Shita. Magen Avraham we learned before, if you're allowed to hold on to it, I can put it wherever I want. So again, Taz holds. Taz is like doesn't hold like the Ramah. Ramah also says you can take it and put it somewhere else. Taz says I'll take it somewhere else. Magen Avraham says you could put it somewhere else. See from the Taz, although I'm holding it behater, I'm holding this knife behater. No, you cannot put it wherever you want. You're gonna have to put it. We'll see in a moment. You don't have to just drop it on the floor, but you could put it in. Mishmura says anywhere in that room. There's another halacha Rei Sam above. Where someone Shabbos comes enters and he's carrying something on Shabbos. He has a wallet. You have your wallet on you. You're carrying your wallet's in your pocket on Shabbos in your house. What could you, do you have to just drop it or you could put it away? Let's see the Ramah. Zok the Ramah. Mi sheshach. Next one. Second from the bottom. Mi sheshach achiko of a Shabbos. Someone forgot he's holding his wallet. If he's in his house, okay, I'm holding my wallet. I have it in my pocket. I can go to another room and let it hide it somewhere safely. So you're holding your wallet. It comes Shabbos, you're holding your wallet again. Your keys.
What books in the wallet?
Yeah, so we're going to see. That's what the Mishnah Berurah is going to say. Oh, you mean what books is it? It's Gufa. There's no use to it. No, that's not a clean. Money. You have the money inside it. So it's Mutzah Machmas. It's no use at all. That's what we're going to see. So the Mishnah Berurah is going to discuss what you just said. He wants to know what type of mukzah we talk about. Okay, you're in the street. There's nothing you can do. Zok the Mishnah Berurah. Zok the Bir Aloch. I am the Mishnah Berurah. Mashik Sound and Shema Grah. The Bikish Yeshal or Tairas Kli, if it does have a Kli. Uloi Nas is Bosses La Amois. Again, it has to be that it's not a Bosses to the Mois somehow. Why is it not a Bosses to the Mois of the Chayla? Hivon Shini, but Nichoi Bishitcha. So now we're back to what we said. Oh, if it was Umotel Tal Tzarech Mekoyma. I could take it where that's why again that is items that are clean. If it's money and the wallet's not if the ikar is the money, not the wallet, let's turn over the page. And now it's in my hand. I can't take it somewhere else. I got to drop it. Yes, I'm going to tape it, except for the night of the Bris Milah. It's Mufsan Kiss, so like everyone tying it over. If you're going to tell him to throw the knife down, he's not going to do the Bris Milah. So there by the knife, you go ahead and put the knife somewhere in the room. So you can't take it to another room, put it in that room. When it comes to the money, so there's no heter in total. Even the Tzarkuk Mekaymai, it's in your hands. You cannot go anywhere with it. You got to drop it. Even if the Magen Avraham, let's not forget. Magen Avraham only said a Keli Shemalach to listen. If I have the pen in my hand, accidentally he holds by mistake, I could. But if it's Mufsan Matzar and Kiss, so again, the knife, really not allowed to touch the knife after I use it. Lefi the Magen Avraham, I'm allowed it because it came to me back, according to the what we said, it came to me Behatter. Before I was allowed to hold it. The Magen Avraham is going to say, you could, you can put the knife wherever you want. And we have over here the sheetis that we're going to need for medication over here. So what we're going to do is we're going to, just for the next 4 minutes here, look at the sheet now, the final halach here. The first two columns over here just tell you it doesn't actually mean you have to drop. When it comes to the knife of Milo, nobody holds you have to drop. But definitely, you're going to put it away. Look at the second column here. Yesh Laden. He's sick from Arab Shabbos. I prepared the medicine. Fine, I'm allowed it. I don't need it anymore. Vihine calls man shitzach, as long as I need it, it's mutter. It's like the knife. Let's remember, it's like the knife. But when you finish using the medicine, there's no use anymore. The lechaira, you should compare the medicine to the knife of Milah after Milah. Now, the knife of Milah after Milah, we're permitting you because you're not going to want to do the bris Milah. So, well, and comes along the Chazavish, Yadana, Mar Chazavish, Chashash, he was Chayshish, to move the muk. You cannot move the medicine after you use it. The medicine's muksa, it has no use. It's mamish muksa. So a medicine which is mamish muksa, he would hold that it is prohibited to usher to go ahead and use it at all. Just to get to the final halach over here, in Rav Nissen Karel, it's three pages on this, of trying to see, is it the same as the knife? Is it not the same as the knife? Lemaisa, he says, Lefi the Chazanish, it's the same as, it would be really a Sakin Shalmila. And if it's like the Sakin Shalmila, maybe, just like by the Mila, you got to drop it right away. Here too, you have to drop it right away. But let's see. By the Sakin Shalmila, we do see that the Magen Avraham, or the Ramah, is letting you put it somewhere. Why is he letting you put it somewhere else? Because he says, it was, when being that I needed the medicine, I'm allowed to take the medicine. So the medicine is not going to be mukzah. So let's see the end over here. Mikamakam, the last two paragraphs. Mikamakam, shrufa shetziach. You want to put it in the refrigerator. So you took out the antibiotics. Can I put it back in the refrigerator? L'charetz mukzah. How am I allowed to put it back? Shlahakilach zero l'kirer. You are allowed to put it back in the refrigerator. Achra shimosh. So again, right now there's no use. I can't use it anymore for Shabbos. It's not like we're saying, oh, but I need it for another time on Shabbos. Don't need it. I gave the antibiotics. Now, so why am I allowed to put it back? It shouldn't be allowed to put it back. The medicine is like the knife after I use it. And it's worse than the knife, because the knife, we can say, like the Mishnah Berurah says, with me, those shitas, that I'm not going to do the bris milah. You could say maybe it'll be hitting me the same thing. If I don't give it, I'm going to stop, not give the medicine. You can't really say the same thing. You have to give the medicine. You can't say, let me be matir to move
on the medicine. Because you can prepare it before. Take off a.
Very good. Most people are very civil. According to what he says, Enechrami Ephraim's right. If you know, you would have to
really,
separate. You're really supposed to separate the medicine before. So you can't leave it in the original bottle. According to what we're saying, you really should go ahead. If someone needs an ounce of the medication, being that Lefi the Chazanish, you know, let him put the medicine back because the medicine's mamish muksa, is no use. And it's like the it's going, and it's not Klisha Malach the Lisser. It's not, if it's not a Klisha Malach, if it was a Klisha Malach, this, Magen Avraham says, I'm going to put it back. But we saw that if it's not a Klisha Malach the Lisser, the Magen Avraham himself agrees that you can't just put it everywhere. The only one we have to rely on is the Ramah by Bris Mila that says, no, there's no muksa. Once, being that you knew that we could use it, the only problem is, so the antibiotics, everyone knows they knew they were going to use it. So it's similar to the Bris Mila knife because you got it from before Shabbos. So you could say it's the same thing. If you didn't even know you're going to need the antibiotics, oh, then we don't, then in Chanami, we have no heter at all. Then. Because there, who are you going to rely on? The whole reason that the Mishnah Berurah is explaining the Magen Avraham, if you go back to the first pages, the Mayel knew that he has a Bris Mila. And therefore, when Shabbos came, it wasn't muksa. So then it doesn't become muksa later on in Shabbos. Say, here too, you can't say that if the, so with the medicine, you knew the same thing. I know I need to use the medicine at the beginning of Shabbos, so it's not muksa. So then you can't tell me you have to use the medicine. It goes back to the muksa because you can rely on the Ramah. But if you don't, if the person's sick on Shabbos and then you want to give him the antibiotic and you want to be chayshish, the antibiotic, how are you going to put it away? Then you have no one to rely on.
Put it down. Or it, and put it back in the fridge.
Huh?
The antibiotic for the fridge.
Right, or put it right back in
what
the fridge.
What does that mean? You're putting it down when you are.
Don't put it down.
Don't put it down.
Pick it up and put it back down in the fridge. No, so that's something. Why is that a problem? I have to go around the room and deny my stand.
So you're
right. I have to get my
now putting it in the fridge. So you have to stand. You're right. You're going to have to stand by the fridge and give. But in the camps, they took it out of the fridge, they brought it to the dining room, now they called me up, they're asking me in Shabbos what to do with the medicine. You're right. And his stomach, but that, the problem is, let's say the beer is that on Shabbos, they went to get the, they were?
Even the oil, he has the ability to put it back in his bag, which is right there, not move. The problem is to walk around. You just put it
with the mile. No, the mile is, so the mile, the Mishnah Berurah himself says you don't have to drop. The Chazanish says you don't have to drop.
Put it back in your bag.
Put it back right there. Right after
back. You're going to put it back somewhere. So you don't have to drop it.
Plus, you drop, I think
just
put it right back in the bag.
I don't know. But when it comes to the other case, by the money, the Allah is just going to drop it. There, it's mama's dropping the knife. They're not going
to do it. Because you're randomly in the living room. You have to move somewhere else. But we're here. I'm standing by the baby. I have my
so you're going to stand by the refrigerator and you're going
to stand by the breast. Yeah, exact same thing. That's what I was using it. And I'm putting it back. That's not.
So that's what he's saying. By the breast, he's saying, and it's an obby. You're putting it back in his briefcase. Right. But he wants to move the briefcase somewhere else. So that's what he's saying. Once he puts it down, he can't really. Then what's that? The Magen Avraham doesn't have that hatter either. The Ramah, the feed the Ramah, you could. So that's why if you look at the halacha, let's finish the last one on the sheet over here. What about any machshire refuah, right? Apshei shalom shem kli. So yeah, someone needs to you need something to use a blood pressure. Let's just say ein l'talk l'machash. You can't use it after it's muksim. It's a sakin shalmilo. Well, v'di'evad, if you put it down. You're afraid it's going to get stolen. Oh, you can rely on the Ramah, because the Ramah is not muksa. But the chaylim, obviously, in a hospital, or where it's common in Ein ala chupas and machshir refuah, there's no muksa at all, we said. You can move it after and you use it also, because it's like the tile or a motion. I told you, you can put that back. Luckily, again, just to conclude,
so it's canceled,
the tile and all, the motion is not muksa at all. The antibiotics, we have it. If you knew before Shabbos, so you could rely, you could take the antibiotics and put it back. If it's a camp, so they use the, if it was a general antibiotics, it wasn't for a specific individual, it's also not muksa then, because that would be they're just giving it out, the extra antibiotics. If it's something specifically for the patient, now it's not for other people. Once they use it already, we're running into a problem. If they knew from before Shabbos, so we're going to rely that they could still put it back in the fridge. But like we said, if it's 100%, la halacha, you should prepare the, and that's what I told them, prepare the amount from before Shabbos, So you don't move the rest of the bottle. Because the rest of the bottle, after you use it, is going to be mukzah, stay separated from before. But you do not have the talon on the mulch, you don't have to do that with. You don't have to before Shabbos take your talon. Okay, I need two talons today, two mukzah. The whole bottle is not mukzah. The Z packs and all that. So yes, if you're gonna go to if you're gonna go to Yehuda, so he's giving it out to everybody that needs it because he's such a So then, so it's not books. He's like the pharmacist. He's a pharmacist. You're just a pharmacist.
The what?
Yeah, no, that's a stick it in the mouth. So then, you're just a pharmacist. So you don't have to stick it in the mouth. All right, Shkoyah.